This is James Coover with Key State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. In this radio report, I'm going to cover some logistical goals when it comes to soil fertility, while partly in my opinion, they're based on agronomic logic and soil chemistry. When it comes to soil fertility in crops and pastures, it is vital to plan ahead, ideally years ahead. While this is partly for crop yield's sake, it is mostly for profitability, market management, and simplification. Goal 1. Many farmers in this area have a corn to wheat to soybean rotation. However, it is fairly common for farmers to just have a corn and soybean rotation or just a soybean and wheat rotation. In most cases, soybeans is part of this mix. But unlike corn and wheat, soybeans don't need nitrogen. Soybeans use large quantities of sulfur, but they don't respond as well to sulfur fertilizer. Soybeans don't respond much to chloride either. They get a nearly free pass on the mobile nutrients of nitrogen, sulfur, and chloride. The problem is that they don't get a free pass on soil pH, phosphorus, and potassium. The phosphorus fertilizers, MAP and DAP, contain nitrogen, and the potassium fertilizer of potash contains chloride. So they need the P and K, but they don't need what comes with it. Also, phosphorus and potassium are both immobile in the soil, and they need to be tilled in, which adds to the complication of planting soybeans and standing wheat stubble. So, the goal of soybean fertility is to never fertilize them at all. The goal is to apply all the phosphorus, potassium, zinc, and boron fertilizer before the corn and wheat, and that the background fertility is high enough to carry the soybeans. It does take some time, money, and planning to build the background fertility through to the agronomic optimum levels. By K-State recommendations, that means above 20 parts per million in phosphorus and above 130 parts per million in potassium. Goal 2 is to know and fix the pH. pH is the controller of soil nutrients. It prevents the iron from becoming toxic, keeps the P and K in available forms, and keeps the micronutrients on a level playing field. In southeast Kansas, our soils need to be limed every 6 to 10 years and to a pH of 6.8. If you cannot remember the last time a field was limed, it's probably time to. Unless a field has been in no-till for some time, the lime needs to be tilled in. This means soil pH can't effectively be fixed before a double crop soybeans. Which brings us to goal 3, which is for no-till farmers. No-till is not a new idea. It can protect the soil, it can build organic matter, and improve a number of soil health qualities, including water infiltration. However, it is best to achieve goal 1 and 2 before be going 100% no-till. With high fertility and a well-balanced pH, it will be easier to fertilize and lime in future years, which means less nutrient stratification and lime applications that only need to affect the top few inches. Basically, if no-till is the attempt to reset the soil to a time before the plow, soil nutrients need to be reset before the plow first. Goal 4 is by far the most important, and that is to soil test. There can be no plans made and no other goal achieved until the starting point is known. Personally, I believe in grid sampling every 6 to 10 years, shortly before a lime application, because that is where the most money will be saved for a grid sampling cost. After that, management zone soil tests need to be taken every 2 to 3 years to benchmark the path to desired fertility goals. Also, always soil test the same time of year. So, these are my soil fertility goals for crop farmers. If there are any questions or have some goals of your own, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.